Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, family, and happy full moon night. It's just a blessing to be here again, Cosmic Grove Radio, just bringing the live vibes and magical energy to you all across the globe. So this is your host, Brittany, and I bring to you tonight the Virgo Full Moon Show. So I really hope that you all enjoy and that you embrace and that you've already been filling up on this really potent live energy that's available right now. So I'm really excited about everything that's going on. So today also, we have a host. We're featuring a host today, our first guest. We're featuring our first guest today, which is really exciting. She is actually a root worker. And she's also an astrologist. She's been an astrologist for 17-plus years. She's a really awesome mother figure to me, and she has just really just been such a beautiful woman in my life. And so she'll be coming on pretty soon, a little bit later from now. But in the meantime, we are going to start by opening the way with a really nice full moon meditation. And right after that meditation, we'll get into some things that we can do. Actually, you know, we'll get into some things that the moon is transmitting energy for at this particular time and the planets surrounding it. And then we'll get into some really cool things that we can do with this energy. And then from that point on, we will, if our guest is on the line, we'll go ahead and chime her in. So this meditation is a meditation that I've done before, but everyone really, really liked it. And it is actually a meditation that I learned from Deepak Chopra. And it really just helps to merge you with everything that you want to manifest in your life. So I want everyone to just find a nice, quiet space wherever you are. If you are able to, if it's warm outside where you are, I want you to go like on your front porch or in the backyard where you're sitting underneath the moon. If it's chilly where you are, then go to a nearby window where you can be, you know, you can allow the moon's rays to pour upon you. And so right now I'm making sure that I'm positioning myself so that I can also get some of that energy. So once you've done that, I just want, I'm going to also take a few deep breaths, and if everyone can just kind of sit in a space and take a few deep breaths, that would really be awesome. Just breathing in from the soles of your feet to the crown of your head and then just allowing that energy to come down. So just taking really deep, full inhales and exhales. And as you're breathing, of course, you are channeling in that moon's energy. So wherever you are in correlation with the moon, as you inhale, just allow your crown to open up and allow that energy to pour through on the inhale. And then on the exhale, just release any tension within the body. Okay? So this meditation is called I Am. So with your eyes closed, I want you to continue to breathe, continue to inhale with that moon energy, and then exhale, just releasing and grounding your feet within the earth wherever your feet lie. And as you bring your attention to your heart, I just really want you all to just tune into the things that you really, really want to manifest. The good thing about this particular moon is that it's pulling on, we have the sun in Pisces and the moon is in Virgo. So it's pulling on the correlation between the infinite things that we just really dreamy state want to create, and then on those practical finite things that are here on the material realm. So we're going to merge that. Whatever you want, bring it to your heart, okay? So you're feeling it, you bring it to your heart, bring your hands in prayer pose to your heart as you breathe. We're going to say, I am three times, loud and proud, very confident. As you are breathing, as you are thinking those things that you deeply, passionately want in your life, okay? So I'm going to take a deep breath in. We'll say, I am, I am, I am. And then we're going to whisper three times. So we're going to say, I am, I am, I am. And then silently within yourself, we're going to say three times, I am. So go ahead in your space. Okay. So once you've done that, what this does is it merges the power of what you passionately want, which is the finite, and then emerges that with the infinite energy of the creator and of the moon's power to draw upon what you want and to create it. So I want you all to continue to do that throughout the night. Whenever we're off the line, I want you to continue to do that meditation of saying that I am. And it merges. It merges between the core part of the brain, between the right and the left hemisphere, to really draw on and attract the things that you really want and to make it happen. So I really like that meditation. I want you all to continue to do that. So what I want to talk about this full moon night very briefly is the different energies that are expressing themselves right now. Like I said, we have our sun in Pisces, and Pisces deal with the extremities. You know, we have the fish at the different ends, and so, but Pisces really deal with spirituality, psychic energy, and also some form of addiction as well. So, but a lot of intuition, a lot of power, but there's a lot of extremity. So you can really be really excited one day and could have a low on another day. So what you can do with that Pisces energy today is really do a good divining. We're going to offer tarot readings toward the end of the show. But with that Pisces energy, I would really recommend doing some looking within to look at what type of addictions that we may have in our life that we want to let go of. We could be addicted to a very bad routine where, you know, we wake up late every morning or we wake up on the snooze button and we're rushing and our day is just out of whack. Be addicted to living our lives in that particular. So today, allow when the moon is full, it's illuminated by the sun. Allow the moon to illuminate these things that's in your life. Full moon energy is dealing with breaking bad. A lot to do with what I was just saying with the Piscean energy. So if there are things, you know, that you want to, you know, get rid of as far as, like, you know, bad habits, things that don't serve you any good, this is also a good time to evaluate them. It could be cursing, you know. It doesn't mean you have to have a filthy mouth, but, you know, just cussing in general, you know, when we want to be divine and accelerate, you know, in our lives, you know, these kind of words really don't serve us any purpose. So, you know, it could be choosing a more divine language. It could be implementing meditation into your life more often. It could be having a healthy diet. You know, it doesn't mean you have to go vegan or vegetarian, but just having more vegan or wholesome, I mean, a vegetable or wholesome foods in your diet. So look at habits or your weaknesses. It's a good time to look at your weaknesses, you know. Like my weakness, I'm not going to lie, I am a bit of a last-minute person, and it actually, because I need a lot of energy to get things going, and when I'm pressed for time, that's when I actually get things done better, so, but I really don't like that, so that's what I'm working on tonight. So that's what I want to say about that, breaking bad habits and tapping into breaking some addictions. On a positive side, like I said, it's a good time to commune with your ancestors. The ancients always say that the full moon is when the ancestors come to visit us. So if you have a spiritual family, if you pray to the ancestors, the angels, the Orishas, or the saints, this is an excellent time to get in your circle space, protect your circle with thoughts or with crystals, and then invite your ancestors in to speak with them. Just to, you know, just to get some guidance. So another thing that I also like to do is to take a bowl of pure water and to set it outside under the moon's light. This is like a scrying method where you're actually looking into the water for your answers. And you set the bowl outside and just make sure you retrieve it between 4 and 5 a.m. before the sun rises. And then you can bring that bowl of water back in to do your divinations. So that's another thing that you can do with that energy. Another thing that I wanted to say is that this, for relationship-wise, looking at love, if you are in a relationship, this could be a trying time for you. There are going to be some things that are going to be illuminated as far as characteristics, secrets, lies, or deceits. You know, it could be that you were expecting a certain type of energy from the person that you are dealing with, and then you're realizing that it's not quite what you thought it was. So that could, you know, just bring some energy for, you know, for you to reevaluate the relationship to see if you would like to continue with it. So it could be you can decide to stay in the relationship, or you could, you know, decide to step back from it. So it's just going to be a challenge. That energy is Saturn in Scorpio, and it just kind of gives off an energy of love lost, you know, or just some trying times. So just be on the lookout for that. But that can actually strengthen you, you know, because you really want to know your partner. Another thing is for single individuals that are looking for a more mature partner, this is the time to attract a more mature person that is financially and socially secure, and that also you know, has a strong spiritual or religious background. So this is a good time for love. Career-wise, Virgo really supports, this Virgo moon energy really supports career moves that are you're passionate about. So say, you know, you really deep down inside want to start your own women's shelter, or you may deep down inside want to be a journalist and travel the world, but you're just settling for writing for your local newspaper. This moon is really illuminating those passions. So if you're able to sit down tonight and do a dream board or something of that manner where you're actually saying, this is what I want, this is how much I want to make, and take steps to making it happen. Don't settle for I'm not good enough, I don't have enough knowledge or whatever. So that energy is really causing for some abrupt energy saying that, hey, I want to change this right now. Also, on the home front, it's bringing that abrupt changing energy where you may want to drastically change how your house looks. You may find yourself wanting to just leave your house and move to a different place. So it supports that. But the key is to plan properly so that you don't find yourself in a rut because it is a fast-moving energy. On the health end with this moon, it's really focusing on digestive health, which means, that, again, you know, you're just having a good wholesome diet so that your digestive health is good. And it's also focusing on hygiene, just making sure that you're taking care of yourself. Hygiene is not just brushing your teeth and washing your face. You know, hygiene is your all-over body care, internal, emotional, and spiritual, you know. So if you're noticing your body, this is a time to really tune into your body and get some of those signs, because there could be some imbalances, and the moon is really going to shine upon that. So what I do want to say is that the full moon energy is for 7 days. It's actually 3 days before the full moon, the actual full moon day, and then it's 3 days after. It's the same thing for the new moon, and the new moon is coming up on the 31st, and we'll have another show for that. And so the new moon is same thing, 3 days before, the actual day is 3 days after. So if you ever want to really get the best out of your full moon, you have to start on the new moon, okay? So on the new moon, you start with planting your seeds and, you know, just affirming what you want. And then as the moon waxes, it will grow. And then come the full moon is a culmination of power where you're celebrating. So like tonight, I'm going to be celebrating, you know, at the beginning of the cycle, I planted seeds. Exactly what we're talking about today. I wanted a new career, new job. I wanted a new home. Education-wise, I wanted my children in good schools, and I got all three of those things, and they actually began to manifest a week before the full moon. So I just want to encourage everybody to just have fun with the moon tonight. Go out and dance under the moon if you can. Another awesome thing to do is just set out a glass jug of water under the full moon. It's just your moon water, and then you could just take a sip every morning, you know, after that. So those are just some really awesome things that you can choose to do with the full moon. And I'm going to be taking some callers a little bit later for questions. And, you know, so if you have any questions about what you should do or, you know, anything like that. So those are, yeah, just some magical tips. Do some oracle readings and just sit down and do some of those, you know, those looking in, you know, methods. So a good thing for you to do if you kind of have questions about what I was just speaking about, you can go to myastrologycoach.com and hit the blogs tab, and then you can kind of read over some of the things I just talked about and also tap into some of the magical energies for that. So for right now, we're going to take a few callers. I don't see my guest caller chiming in yet, so we'll take a couple callers to see if she calls in for us tonight. So let's see. We have a caller from area code 256. Hello? Hello? Let's see. One moment. It looks like it's taking a minute. Okay. So while I'm waiting for the caller to come on, I want to go ahead and draw a card for tonight's energy just to kind of see what's going on with tonight's energy. Let's see. Okay, awesome. So it looks like this particular full moon day is governed by the King of Swords, which just really has a really competitive business energy to it, so that's really good. Just a quick-witted type of energy, really good at solving conflicts. Wow. And this energy is just really good for businesses. So it's just giving out the support right now. Just really feel the support for if you want to continue to work on your business, if you're dealing with some competitors or, you know, just some conflict within your mind about how to move forward, which will be a really good night to just kind of reevaluate some of the ways that you're going to tap into that energy. For some reason, I am not able to get the caller on the line. I'm not sure why or what's going on. I'm going to try one more time. Just give me a second. Let's see. Okay, well, full moon is definitely shining. We're having some little technical difficulties. I'm sorry about that. What I will do, because it's not allowing me to pick up on the callers, I am going to take the first five callers and write your number down. And if I have to, I will, when we end the show, I will have to give you a call back because for some reason it's not allowing me to bring you all on the line. So I'm going to call out just your area code just to let you know that you'll be getting a call from me. I have area code 256, area code 617, area code 718, area code 662 that is holding for a reading, and also area code 720. So if you all will allow me just to give you a call so that we can get our reading in for tonight, and I'm going to go ahead and wrap up the show because, let's see, not allowing me to bring anyone on. So I just really want to encourage everybody to check out the blog on myastrologycoach.com and to really just tap into the power the best way that you can tonight. And send me an email. Let me know how it works out for you. My email is thecosmicgrove@gmail.com. And I hope everyone has an awesome full moon night. So thank you for tuning in to The Cosmic Grove. Peace.